There is an incredible story that's told about the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Story takes place many years ago on the eve of Pesach, Erev Pesach, the night of Erev Pesach. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh had all of his students gathered around, and they were all preparing to perform the mitzvah of Bedikas Chometz, to search their homes for chametz, to search their home for leaven products, in an effort to, of course, purge all chametz, all leaven products from their home in preparation for the onset of the Yom Tov of Pesach. And the Baal Shem Tov tells his Talmidim, you know, offering them some Divrei Chizuk, some words of inspiration, some words of his Orus, as they're about to perform this mitzvah. And the Baal Shem Tov quoted the words of the great tzaddik, the Arizal. So the Ari HaKadosh says as follows, "Demi sheniser b'mashu chametz b'pesach, batuach shelo yechta kol hashana." That a person who is careful to rid his home of chametz, to get rid of all of the chametz, and therefore does not come in contact with any chametz over the course of Pesach, such a person is guaranteed that he will not sin the entire year. If one is careful to rid their home of chametz, one will not come to sin the entire year. So one has to imagine, the Talmidim, the students, hear these words of their Rebbe. They roll up their sleeves and begin to feverishly go ahead and clean out their homes and clean out their possessions in an effort to get rid of every last vestige of chametz. So the story is told that on the first night of Pesach, not one, not two, but a number of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, who heard these words of their Rebbe on Erev Yom Tov, found chametz in their homes on the first night of Pesach. Can you imagine a scene like this? You're at the Seder, you find the Cheerio. Right? It's first night of Pesach, you come home from shul and you see you forgot to put away, you forgot to get rid of something. Not on the second day, not on the seventh day, not on the fourth day. First night of Pesach, just a couple of hours into the Yom Tov, and they're finding chametz in their homes. They come running to the Baal Shem Tov, they said, "Rebbe, what are we to make of this? What's the sign? What's the message? What is, bro, we cleaned so hard. We put in all of our effort. And yet at the end of the day, we find chametz on the first night of Pesach." And the Baal Shem Tov said something so beautiful. I'm going to read to you the words. The story is told, "Veheshev lahem," the Baal Shem Tov responded, "Shehem hayu choshvin, shemitzad hishtaglusan harav, ein tzrichin ol yispala l'Hashem." The Baal Shem Tov said to his students, "My beloved students, you made one mistake. You thought that all you need to do to clean your house for Pesach, all you need to do to get rid of your chametz, is just exert human effort. But you forgot to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you rid your home of chametz also. And if you think that you could accomplish anything on your own, even cleaning your home for chametz, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribono Shel Olam is reminding you that you can't do anything without him." See, the Talmidim thought that the instruction of their Rebbe was that they should put in maximum effort to clean their homes from chametz. The Baal Shem Tov said it didn't dawn on them that as they're cleaning, they have to utter a silent prayer to the Ribono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "I'm trying to get rid of the chametz, but I'm a human being. My reach only goes so far, I could only do so much. So Ribono Shel Olam, I'm asking you to bless my efforts with success." So they worked hard, they cleaned hard, but they didn't pray hard. They forgot to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his assistance in cleaning in Pesach. Says the Baal Shem Tov, if you leave God out of the process is doomed for failure. So my dear friends, as we prepare for Pesach, and such as we prepare for Pesach in the midst of really hard to comprehend circumstances. And it's not just preparing for Pesach. As we build our lives in this new reality, as we adjust to new schedules, as we adjust to new things that we never thought we would have to contend with, as we try to protect ourselves in the right way from the dangers that are now in the world through social distancing and other means and mechanisms, we must not make the mistake of the students of the Baal Shem Tov. They thought that their Rebbe was just asking them for effort. Meanwhile, the Baal Shem Tov was saying, yes, put in your effort, but make sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your partner. Ask him to be your partner. Bring him into your life with every single thing that you do. So as we encounter our new realities in this world, both in our preparations for Pesach and just in general, getting through day-to-day life, we must expend maximum effort, but we must also beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be our partner in all of our initiatives. And if we marry our effort with our partnership with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no telling what we can accomplish.